Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to the Grow Radio show, where I talk to the hosts, the guests, the sponsors, the events that we're going at, and basically we talk to the people who are supporting Grow Radio on a regular basis. And today, I have one of the hosts, which I've had the absolute pleasure of working with for the last kind of year or so when Grow Radio has been launched. She's been there from the start. It's Deepa Thomas.
It's been great to be part of Grow Radio and have a channel just for podcasters.
I can remember when we first started Grow Radio, there's a couple of people who I had conversations with before they joined the radio station. You were one of them. And I still remember that conversation. It was really cool when I got off the phone and I thought, this person knows her stuff. And actually, this person is going to be really good, not just as someone to work with alongside Grow Radio, but just a generally good person, a good kind of good soul. So thank you very much for being part of it. And you've got a kick-ass podcast under the title of Meet the Mancunian, which people can hear on Grow Radio every Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning and every Saturday at 5 p.m., as well as other times when it's repeated. So for the people who don't know what Meet the Mancunian is, if they haven't heard of it before, tell us a little bit about it, Deepa. What is it? What type of guests do you have? What topics do you talk about?
Thank you so much, first of all, for the opportunity of being on this show. The Meet the Mancunian podcast, it's a Meet the Mancunian Social Impact Stories from Manchester, to give it its full title, it's a show that celebrates amazing causes in Manchester, people doing good things. They could be in charities, they could be in social enterprises, they could be senior people like leaders and trustees and CEOs, or they could be what I call the worker bees. And I'm proud to be a Manchester worker bee myself. So people doing the actual good work. And there are also people who don't do this as work. They do this as volunteering. They're very passionate about helping the city, helping to good causes. So that's what the Meet the Mancunian is about, shining a light on good causes. It's also about spreading good news in a world which unfortunately celebrates a lot of bad news. So I just feel like we need to put some good news out there. And the third thing it does, of course, is it inspires other people, because it features these amazing guests of following their dreams and passions. And then more selfishly for me as a personal, there's a bit of personal learning, because I'm only now 2 years in Manchester. Most of those 2 years I've been on my podcast, and I'm getting to know this amazing city, its proud history, all the amazing, inspiring people. So it's giving me my new home city. It's a way for me to learn more about it and learn the amazing communities that are here.
Brilliant. It's people can listen to Meet the Mancunian on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course Grow Radio, Tuesdays at 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturdays at 5 p.m. just to reiterate. But I've listened to quite a few shows, and I like tuning in because you have a massive range of guests and they all have different experiences and different topics you talk about. I really enjoy it. There's a massive mix. Is there a few kind of episodes that kind of, or standout ones that you think people really should listen to? Because you're people can listen to the whole six seasons at the moment. Season 7 has just launched by the time we've recorded this. So have you got any kind of standalone episodes where you think that's a really good one to catch up on?
Yeah. So I'd love for people to come to my website, meetthemancunian.co.uk, and listen to all the episodes. And I'm trying to ensure episode transcripts are there as well to make it more accessible, as well as for people from around the world or who may struggle with the Mancunian accent. It's really hard because I cover so many different topics. So as an example of an interesting one, which may be, if you're passionate about homelessness, I've talked to over 8 different charities tackling homelessness together, but in very unique ways. For example, people who help homeless people find, you know, employment as like what they call the invisible cities. So people can help people tour around the city. There are people who help homeless people with food or shelter or a weekend place to hang out, a place to be trained and to be employable. So there's so many different ways to tackle that really big problem, but it's homelessness. But then on the other angle of, we've got, of course, homelessness, we've got refugees, we've got mental health, we've got menopause, so many different, you know, more serious causes, which are really important, very inspiring and amazing guests. But then there are people who are doing community-led architecture, which was something where I learn a lot from my guests. And this guest, his name is Charlie Butterwick. You'll be hearing it soon on the podcast, on Grow Radio. He works with people in the community to help them shape their space before the design stage, during the design stage, and even in the construction stage of building, you know, community products like Scout Huts or other community areas. So that was something quite interesting. I've spoken to poetry communities or to musician communities. So it's quite a wide range. And, you know, the filter is you need to be doing something really good for Manchester, Greater Manchester, not just Manchester. And as long as it's helping people in Manchester, inspiring people from around the world, because there are listeners from 50 countries now, so I think what it is. So I would say that get started with, you know, an episode, or use the menu to choose an episode that really, you know, resonates with your interest. And each person has such diverse interests. And I, you know, whether it's covering sustainability, whether it's talking about local history, there's so many causes I'm covering there.
As I said, folks, there's a lot of choice. There's a lot of choice, and there's more coming up, because I know Deepa's got loads of plans going forward to get a certain milestone as well. So you said you started your podcasting journey 2 years ago. How did you get into it?
So this is an interesting story. So when I moved to UK, I moved during COVID, and I've spent a lot of time just moving around the country because we weren't sure where we were going to settle down, and we were still looking for a home. During that time, I was working remotely and I was doing an MBA. And my MBA project got over in September, about a month or so, or a couple of months after I moved to Manchester. And I was looking for work and thinking, what could I do with my time? And I saw this amazing article in the Manchester Council newsletter about a new podcasting course. And I said, oh, I'm interested in podcasting. I've never learned how to podcast. Let me go for this. So this radio station called Sonder Radio very kindly did these courses to help people get into podcasting, as well as find, you know, skills to take back to their to new jobs. And it was amazing. I just totally got blown by the power of podcasting, the fact that anybody can share their passions with the world. You know, sitting in our little desks or closets or wherever people record. And at the end of the 3-week show, we had to contribute to a radio station show. And that's where I came up with the concept of the Meet the Mancunian, because as somebody who had been in the city about 3 months then, I knew nobody, but I said, this is a city which will have amazing people. And, you know, I hoped that there would be people making social impact. It was a question of finding them. I met my first guest through an employability program I was on. So her name was Diana Bowden, and she was very kind. She was like, oh, you're starting a podcasting course? You should interview me because I want to get into podcasting. And that's how I actually spoke to her about her charity, Let's Go Forward. And from there, I found somebody in the local cleaning up Withenshaw, where I live. So the Withenshaw Waste Warriors, because I saw them doing good work in the area, and I reached out to them. And after that, it was just introductions all the way. So the most amazing part of talking to over 72 guests and having interviewed many more is that everybody's just adopted me into the community and just introducing me to other amazing people, and not always in the same line. So maybe the person's doing homelessness and they introduce you to somebody in mental health, who's introducing you to somebody in interfaith understanding, who's introducing you to poetry community. So it's just lovely. And I don't always know who I'm going to talk to next, but I love it.
I'm sure that probably keeps you on your toes, and you wouldn't want it any other way.
Exactly. And I'm learning every day, because there's so much I'm learning from these inspiring guests who, you know, so passionate and so knowledgeable about the areas they're in.
Brilliant. So how long is each episode for people who haven't tuned in before?
So I try to keep it to about 30 minutes for the reason that, you know, the average commute, many people listen to podcasts when they're commuting. So I try to keep it to about 30 minutes commuting, walking their dogs, cleaning their house, gardening, or, you know, exercising. That said, there are some episodes which could be 40 or 45 minutes if it's really like what I call podcasting gold. It's very hard to take it all out. So there are a few longer episodes, but wherever possible, I try to keep it to 30 minutes.
Brilliant. And as I said, folks, there's such a diverse amount of topics. Is there any topics that you haven't covered that you want to?
I would love to cover more on animal welfare because that's a cause I'm particularly passionate about. I have talked to one charity which works with gender-based violence, but I'd love to do more on just women empowerment. I'd love to talk to any underrepresented community because I've spoken to people in disability, refugees, but there's so many veterans, but there's so many others, and you know, I just a youth, and I'm like always looking for ideas. So just hit me up, get in touch with me, listen to the podcast first on the Grow Radio Show, and then reach out to me, please.
And how is the best way to keep get in touch with you?
They can reach out to me on Meet the Mancunian on Facebook or Instagram. Mm. They can reach out through my website, meetthemancunian.co.uk. They can reach out through Facebook, Meet the Mancunian, sorry. And also through Twitter, which is @TheRateMancunianPod. And or on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn.
Lovely. And don't worry, folks. You don't have to go and search it. All you do is go into the show notes and I'll put them all in there. I'll make it as easy as possible to connect deeper. Just before we go, I want to talk to you about corporate responsibility as well, because I know that's a topic that's very close to your heart. And you didn't know this, but I'm going to tap you up to help with Grow Radio's corporate responsibility as well, because that's something that I'm really passionate about as well. But what is it about it that really hits home for you, that kind of drives your fire?
So I think for many years, I'm like, I want to work for purpose-led businesses. And that's how younger, I used to work in a company, a good company, doing good things and, you know, help serving consumers. But then I would do volunteering to bring my passion for social impact. And then I was very fortunate when I joined eBay, I was able to be head of communications and head of charity, and it brought both those passions together. And then over a period, I've tried to say, like, especially I think with the pandemic, like all of us, we reevaluate life. I'm like, I want to make social impact, and I want to do that in life, in work, in my podcast. I don't want to do something with the most precious commodity any individual has is their time. And I want to give my time for the things that matter to me. And I have a vision board, which you can't see as we are speaking, but it reminds me that health, career, relationships, podcasting, finance, well-being, travel, that's my little world.
I love the fact that podcasting is alongside, you know, what I class as the fundamentals that everyone has to have, like health and finance, that kind of stuff. Podcasting, that's for me, that's kind of music to my ears. That's brilliant. If you were talking to anyone about social impact or about figuring out how they can get into it, what do you think are the first steps of making the right steps towards a more kind of responsible life, also creating a greater social impact for them?
I think the first thing I would say is that, you know, I've been very lucky. I've found my ikigai, like my purpose in life. So there are many different ways you can do this. You can reflect, you can use a journal, you can talk to a coach, you can talk to a friend or a family member. You can think about the things you enjoy, the things that people value. Everybody's got a superpower. And how do you use that superpower for good? So I think all of this kind of helps you. It's like asking yourself those questions. And lots of, if you look for Ikigai questionnaires, there's lots of great questionnaires out there as well. I would say use that to identify the areas you're really passionate about.
Now, obviously, people can listen to Meet the Mancunian, as I've mentioned, on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Grow Radio. Connect with Deepa and Meet the Mancunian on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and just connect with Deepa on those platforms as well. But Deepa, if you're going to give one final tip, one final hint to the people listening, what would it be?
I'd say find your passion and go with your passion. So you know, you've talked about why podcasting is up there in my vision board of life, because I feel like with this, I found this amazing medium. And it's just so powerful for me to learn from other people, to connect to other people, to hopefully inspire other people and to encourage people to even consider podcasting. Why not? There's so many lovely podcasts out there and there's a niche for everyone. And if you haven't listened to a podcast before, it's really simple. Just go to Grow Radio, go to Apple Podcasts, go to do a Google search, go to Spotify, go to my website, go anywhere you like. You'll find a podcast that suits you.
Yeah, I completely agree. And there are so, so many podcasts out there. And the beauty is that most people have got it already downloaded on their mobile phones. They don't even realize it because Spotify, Apple Podcasts, most of it comes as standard. It is. Deepa, thank you so much for your time today. We will be getting you back on the show another time. And as I say, we will be talking to you about Grow Radio's corporate responsibility and social impact in a separate conversation. So Deepa, thank you very much for being part of today's show. Thank you so much for spending the time talking, well, listening to us. Yeah, listening to us on this podcast. Remember, check this show out. Meet the Mancunian on Grow Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those different channels. And take care, folks. And I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
If you would like your podcast to be on Grow Radio, get in touch today.